Bob, you've got McKenzie in the San Felipe. Big story. He's been training lights out. You've gone old school with the 7/8 works. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I just always do that. He's a horse that, you know, you just want to make sure they're ready. We know he's, you know, he's a lot of quality there. He's a really good horse, but, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, Casey's, you know, when their serious running starts, I want to make sure he's ready for it. If they're really fit and ready to do that, you know, less chance they'll get hurt.
Yeah, you've had some fantastic Derby horses over the years, and it seems like McKenzie doesn't have the same hype as your typical Baffert Derby horse. Why is that?
I think it's because that race at Los Alamitos, he had a lot of hype. He was a favorite. You know, he broke his maiden. Then he runs at Los Alamitos in a grade one, mile and 16th, and he was the favorite, all the hype. And he struggled. He struggled training for home. I think he got a little tired that day. He was actually done at the top of the stretch, and I was surprised he even hung on like that. He wouldn't let that horse pass him, and he got beaten after that. And he swishes his tail, and he's never done that in the mornings or ever. But that day he swished his tail, and when he won the other day, Mike says he's just ticklish. He could feel that he was doing it, but he's never done it with anybody else, just with Mike. So I don't know why. And I think a lot of people, they see that, they just sort of, I guess they get turned off with it or something. But I think he's a really good horse.
Yeah, people don't like that tail swishing stuff. But, yeah, I mean, he's done everything you could ask of him. His speed figures are improving. And then you look at that sparkling work tab, the way he's come into this race. I mean, he looks like he's super tough. How afraid are you of Bolt Doro?
Bolt Doro, he's a beautiful horse. He looks beautiful. I watched him school yesterday, and he's going to be tough. I mean, he's a good horse. I mean, I've seen all his works, and I can't really knock him at all. I mean, I think he looks like he's pretty ready, and so I think it's going to be a good race.
Yeah, definitely. I think it might be the best Derby prep we've seen so far. I mean, that's two quality horses right there. Certainly should be around first Saturday of May. When McKenzie got beat, he got beat by Solomini, who's a really talented horse, and it looks like he's training good, getting ready. How's he coming up to his race?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. I mean, he's the kind of horse that if you watch him work, he'll never really, you know, he's sort of a lazy grinder kind of horse, but he shows up in the afternoon. That's one thing about him. He has a lot of heart, and, you know, Pratt, Flavian Pratt, he's high on him. He likes the way he says he's lazy, but, you know, he just keeps going. He doesn't get tired, so he knows he'll run all day. So he runs next week in the Rebels, so we're looking forward to that also.
Yeah, what a great pedigree by Curlin out of a Stormcat mare. I mean, the ceiling is just tremendous for him. You've also got Justify, who we were teasing before we went on air that you didn't tell anybody you were entering that race. They got eight horses in there. I imagine there'll be a line at the scratch box. But what a fantastic debut he had, and he should be super tough on Sunday.
Well, I mean, he looked like, you know, McKenzie, he looked that way when he broke his maiden. He looked pretty impressive like that, and that's why he was coming off that. You know, the second race is always tough. You know, when they come right back, he's going to be going a mile. The track will probably be a little wet or whatever. I'm not sure how much rain we're going to get, but it should be pretty good shape. It can, you know, they do a great job here preparing for the rain and stuff. But we're looking. I'm looking forward to that, and, you know, to see what he does going two turns. You know, they still. You know, I don't see anything that would make me think he couldn't do it, but until they do it, there's some nice horses in there too, so he'll have to run.
Yeah, it'll be a test. The post position gods weren't very kind to you being out in the eight hole, but I think with his speed, it doesn't really matter where he draws.
Yeah, so I mean, if he's a good horse, he should handle it.
What about Marino? He won spectacularly, then he gets beat. Everybody jumps ship. He's not even in the. In the future bet, what about that? I was insulted.
Oh, he's not?
No.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They dropped him off.
What happened, you know? What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, that's the way our game is.
So, yeah, is Good Magic still in there?
Good Magic, yeah, I believe so.
I think so. That happens. You know, that's part of that. You know how everybody is about that. But no, Marino, he actually came out of his race. It was really heavy that day in the rain. It was sticky, and he didn't really get any relief up front. But he came back, backed off a little bit. But he's doing well, so he's going to show up somewhere in the stake. I wouldn't completely throw him out yet.
Yeah, no, he's a talented horse, and you always got the Baffert factor, you know. You pull rabbits out of hats.
But he's nice. He's a good horse, and so I wish I owned him. He's a good horse.
Yeah. There's a lot of horses that I could say that about that you train. I mean, it's a constant parade of nice ones. Speaking of nice ones, and this is a filly, but she is in the future. Bet Dream Tree, undefeated. Looks like a super filly right now. What's the story with her?
Oh, I'm just going to wait for the Kentucky Oaks. I mean, not Kentucky Oaks, the San Anita Oaks. Run her there. And I almost ran her here, but I just didn't, you know, she's had those outs this year, so I thought I'd give her. I know she would have to run hard. I didn't know how the track was going to be. The track turned out to be really in great shape for that race. We're saving her for that. So we're, you know, she's coming right along. Looks great.
Yeah, she's really a nice filly. Well, we got the San Anita handicap today or tomorrow rather, and it's a tremendous accomplishment to win that race in any year. This isn't the toughest San Anita handicap of all time, but you've got Moop Tahijan there. I've written extensively about how well you've managed this horse, and he's kind of a difficult horse to train. Am I correct?
Yeah, he can be. He can be a little bit tough, and you know, he's pretty excited. I think last time, and I had the blinkers on, but we're taking the blinkers off for this one. I think the blinkers are making him a little bit too keen. He found himself on the lead, and he was pulling him, and like he didn't really. I don't think he was very, and then comfortable. And then he came back. Then he tried to run a little bit at the end, but he drew well for this, and blinkers come off, and I think he should run well. He should like the mile. You know, we know he'd go a mile and a quarter, so well. But I really like him. And opportunity, you know, he's on a quarter as long as the track's not too wet or fast. You know, he needs a pace to run at.
Yeah, the weather's a major concern. I always hate when they run top races on off tracks. It kind of loses a little bit of luster.
It does change everything, you know.
Yeah. But, sometimes horses.
Well, and then the jockeys start riding differently too because they're trying to, you know, they're trying to ride the bias, and that can change, you know, that can change a horse up mentally also.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes at Santa Anita, the track is sealed and it gets really super fast, or sometimes, you know, it's like a plowed field. You never know what you're going to get. So a lot of stress involved with that. So it's going to be a big weekend for you. What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm really looking forward to, I look forward to the San Felipe, and I'm pretty excited about Justify. So now that he's in, I can say, yeah, I'm really excited about this horse. before we're like, oh, I hope that race goes. I remember when the condition book came out and the horse was in, and I saw that race. I go, oh, that would be a great plan. I run him here if he wins. I run him there, and that's my plan. And if he does well there, then I can take a shot at one of the big ones. And if not, we can just wait for a Preakness or something like that. You know, if he can go two turns. So once this race went, then I felt pretty good about it. So now we can find out if he's all the hype. Never know.
Yeah, because you've got several options if he, shows up big in this race, and now you can kind of pick a spot and. And if he runs well again, he's automatic. It's like a win, and you're in for the Derby the next crew. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, how worried are you about the Apollo curse?
You know what? I'm going to call it the Big Brown move. Forget that 2-year-old star. It was too far away. You know, I think he really has. He had a pretty good foundation in him. So that's the key. He does have, I put a pretty good foundation in all these horses. You know, like Buddy Meister, he almost pulled it off. You know, so
right. Right, he did.
So it can be done. I think it's different now, but I'd rather have the talent first, and then you need the racing luck, you know. So I just don't. Right now, we're worried about just getting there right now and keeping them healthy and happy, and you know, and you see all these preps. You saw what happened last week. You know, like you all of a sudden you see a horse jumps up, good magic. You know, it looks like he got tired, but, you know, I still think he's the horse to beat.
Well, that's interesting that you're still high on Good Magic, because a lot of people have already jumped ship. But
no, he needed that race. Yeah. When you have a champion, you're coming back, and I've been there. You just sort of baby him a little bit, and so, you know, but I still think he's the horse to beat.
Well, nobody knows better than you, and you're certainly as good as it gets as far as trainers are concerned. You do send them out fit and ready. So if anybody's going to break the Apollo curse, it would probably
or that
be
Bolt or Volt the Oro. He might be the horse to beat. You know, we're going to find out a lot of. You know, hey, you can talk all you want, but the horses they got to show it.
They do the talking in the end, don't they?
This is when they start separating themselves. So this is when you want to, like March Madness, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
you can lose and keep on. That's the only good thing about it. You can lose and just keep on. Keep that dream alive. That's all we want.
That's
we
it.
Want the party to continue.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for spending some time. I know you're super busy this weekend, and I appreciate every minute that you give us. You're always great.
Anytime, Jude. Love your show.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.